Kelim Perchov Ches Mishnah Dal. Mitbachoy Svarim. They used to put Svarim, which was a not Sefer Torah, or any Sefer Tanakh, and they would put it in a mantle. They would put it in a cover, so it shouldn't get ruined. It shouldn't be open, exposed to the ear. It shouldn't get, let's say, ruined by animals. So Mitbachoy Svarim. You wouldn't call it a regular kli kibul. They wrap it up. It doesn't go in it. They wrap the, it's like a cloth that goes around it. Now, the klal that we had in Perek Tazayin Mishnah Ches is ha'osu l'tik dome. Something that's made to be a kli kibul is a kli. L'chipui, to cover it over, is tahor. And this is really chipui. However, the Mishnah is mechadish, according to Beis Shammai, that it does have a mokum to be considered something with a kibul. Why? Ben mitzior is ben shen mitzior. Both of them have a design or they don't have a design, a picture, whatever it is. Kedivya be shamai. And the Mefarshim explained the pshat is because the covering, this mitbechos, they would use also b'shas the kriya, and they would put the sefer while it was open in the mitbachas. So since it's used occasionally in that way, it's called a kli kibul. Beis Hillel doesn't argue with the concept, just his understanding that this type of shimush kal is not enough to render it a shimushi, to that shimush kabal tumo. Mitzuyorois, I don't know why the mitzvah is that way, but if it would be mitzuyorois, it would never be used for anything else but this type of shimush, of mitzvah's form, so then it would be tairois. V'she'ena mitzuyorois, tmeois. If it's not mitsuya, if it doesn't have a design or a picture on it, then it'll be used for other things, or wrap his hands in it, not sure. And then it'll be mekabel tumor. It doesn't make a difference if it has a tzio. It doesn't have a tzio, he's more mekel than basil. Not a common tzura of a Mishnah. Mishnah, hey, kippah shu tome medris. Our kippah is... what we call a kippah is a head covering. So this kippah was something, it's like a head covering for a woman. Sometimes, if she didn't have it on her head, she would be sitting on it. Shutame medris unasane ala sefer. It was miyuchid now to be a cover for a sefer. So with that, you take something that was choil, was used for an article of clothing, and now you turned it into tashmisha kedusha. And the mitzad tashmisha kedusha, we just learned in the previous mission that this type of thing is not mekabel tumah. So memela, now it's a mitpachas svarim, it's not mekabel tumah. So now the halacha is that it's tomei min hamedras. I will tomei tmei meis. This, by the way, is a famous marim mokum that's discussed in the poskim and simim in Arachem kuf mem zayin kuf nun gimel about something that was used for a tashmish choil, whether it can now be upgraded and used for a tashmish kedusha. There's a shem that it can't. L'chor, the state in Mishnah before, you can take an article of clothing, you can take a cap and turn it into a shimush of a sefer and tashmish kedusha. L'chor, state not like this concept. Vinishvid is a whole sugya that discusses this Mishnah, where it was now turned into something for a sefer. Does that mean it was actually used? Or he was miyachid, he was mazmin? Legabe, when does something become also of tashmisha kedusha? There's a machloikis in the sugi in Sanhedrin daf memches amir aleph. When a sonoi b'sefer, if it was used for a sefer, it was nisyakid. This is what's known the famous nusach of hazmona milsi. It's hazmona l'davish b'kedusha. Or let's say the opposite would be somebody's mazmin, a place for a beis hakisa. It's become also to say over the dvarim shebekedusha, that type of thing, before it was actually used. Or the other cases, it was sewn for tachrichim before it was actually put onto a dead body, Rechman al-Islam. Does that turn it into tashmisha meis, which is then also bano? That type of thing, the Gemara calls this machlok says monomils, it's machlok sabai v'rova. The Mishnah goes weiter, avol tome tome meis. What's the pshat in that? Since the kippah is now nisyachid l'shimush ha-sefer, because a kippah, something rounded, for sure has a clay kibul. Something that you could definitely pour liquid into it. Now, it could be that you're not allowed to, but it has a base kibul. So it is a kli. It's not royally yeshiva, it's not oimidly yeshiva, but it has a tzur of a clay kibul. So it's mekabel regular tumah. The Mefarshim point out over here also that it's not clear what we're talking about. Kippah shu tameh medrash. Was it roy to be tamei medrash? Because sometimes it sat on, but it wasn't yet tamei. Or tamei medrash means it already was tumas medrash. If it already was tumas medrash, so then we have an interesting thing. You'd got it ois tumas medrash, but still roy le tumas meis. And now it becomes maga, becomes tamei, because it's maga tumas medrash. That's totally the machlokes that we had in the previous perek about maga beis hastorim. So the mission doesn't go into that. Other mafashim say, no, it's taka tol no machlokes of yaisim v'chachomim, and this mission is taking sides. Okay. Chemes sha'aso shotiach. Chemes is a water bottle, as we've had many times. He turned it into, he unrolled the skin, and now it's something that a person would sit on. He's in the desert. He takes a canteen, and he rolls out the skin. It's something to sit on the hot desert floor. V'shotiach sha'aso chemes, the opposite. He took the shotiach and he rolled it up, and it turned into a canteen. Tohor. It's two different things. So with the changing of what it is, he was mafkir, the previous status, and it became ois, the one, and now it's royal mekabel tumah as the other. A canteen, of course, is mekabel tumas meis. The shotiach is royal yeshiva, it's mekabel tumas medris. However, if somebody changed the kli into a different type of kli, it's not mafkir, the same kli. This is a havkok, because a shatir to sit on and a chemes mayim to drink water out of is a totally different thing. Chemes shaso turmol. A chemes is the water bottle. Turmol is a knapsack of shepherds. V'turmol shaso chemes. Kar shaso sadin, a pillow that turned to a blanket. V'sadin shaso kar. Both of them are things that you have on a bed. Keses shaso mitpachas, mitpachas shaso keses. Both of them are roy l'shchiva. One of them is the sheet, and one of them is something else on the bed. Both of them are roy l'shchiva. So then the halacha is tamei. Zeh klal, the Mishnah of his is a klal. We haven't had this before. It's an important klal. Kol sheshino l'shmoi, any kli that's turned into a different kli that has somewhat of the same, might not be exactly the same thing, but it's meshech shaychi to the first of what it used to be. Tomei, shemache tor. If it's completely something else, then it's tor. The way we just read the Mishnah, there's two parts of the Mishnah. There's the part of the Mishnah which things are more similar to each other, and they're less similar. So the first part of the Mishnah was chemes and shatiach, shatiach and chemes is tohor. Then we have chemes and turmol, kar and sadin, and keses and mitpachas. Those cases are tomei. That's not such a big shinui. And the klal is sheshino l'shmoi is tomei to something similar to what it was. L'shem acher to something totally different than its tohor. That's the gersa. L'maisa, the rav, has a different gersa. And it brings a gersa to Rabboisai. And it's a little bit more complicated. They bring the klal that's brought in the Tesefta, which is a little bit different than what we just explained. This is a Tesefta in the Bava Basra, in the third part of Kelim Perek Vov. And it says like this, Hamashana Kli Poshut. Kli Poshut is something that's flat, doesn't have a Kli Kibul le Kli Kibul, or Kli Kibul le Kli Poshut. Or Yafilu me Kli Kibul le Kli Kibul Acher. That's already a different shame. And Memele it's Mafkir. It doesn't make a difference. It has nothing to do with whether they're used similarly. Two Kelim, but they're two different types of kelim. It's a shame. Acher. And memela b'chiyai gavna, the halacha will be that it's mafkir, the tum, and it's tohar. It's only if it's nishtana from a kli poshut to a kli poshut, then it's nisha b'tumasai. L'fi this klal, the nusach, the way the rav has it, the nusach hamduyak is goes like this. Chemes shaso shatiach. Shatiach shaso chemes is tohar, because one is Lemedris and one is a clay kibul. Chemes shasor turmul, turmul shasor chemes is tohor, because that's a clay kibul to a clay kibul. Kar shasor sadn, sadn shasor kar, keses shasor mitpachas, mitpachas shasor keses are tohor, because the kar and the keses have a clay kibul, and sadn and mitpachas don't have a clay kibul, and then you will mafkir by making it into something that's a completely different type of usage. And then the way to finish off the mission is Zaklal. Kol Shishino Lishmoi, that means Miposhut Laposhut, or Fakert, the halach is Tomei, The Shem Acher, that it became a different type, that's Tahor. The problem in Pshat with this Girsa is that then the Mishnah is staggered. It doesn't put all the Tomei and the Tor. There's a case of Tahor, there's a case of Tomei, and then it goes back to a case of Tor. That's a little bit of a doichik in the lining of the Mishnah, and the Mepharshim deal with that.